another game where funny people do their best to have some fun despite the obstacles we put in their way. It's called Not My Job. Jenny Slate is a stand-up comedian, actor, and writer who has rocketed to internet fame with her series of films Marcel the Shell with Shoes On, as well as the movie Obvious Child, in which she appears wearing shoes but no shell. Jenny Slate, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello. Hey.
So it's amazing, with your Marcel the Shell video, you've rocketed to fame. We've seen you on network TV, best-selling children's book author, and now... now, finally, you're on public radio. Is that exciting to you?
Oh, that seems like the grand reward, I think. I'm very excited.
Oh, that's fun. Now, were you one of those kids who liked to grow up listening to NPR in the back of the car all the time?
Well, I actually am that kid, but I used to listen to NPR in the car with my mom all the time, and I get really car sick, and we would drive from Milton, Massachusetts into Cambridge, where one of my sisters went to school. And I used to get, unfortunately, really, like, bored by the news because I was a kid and I didn't understand that things are important. I would just hear the start of All Things Considered, like the bah, 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 bah. I would get so scared that I was about to be bored, and the car sickness would ratchet up, and I would just throw up in the car.
So are you feeling a little queasy now?
No, I'm a little bit nervous because I'm on the telephone, and I am notoriously bad at talking on the phone because I often talk exactly at the exact same time that the other person is talking.
Do you really do that? You are. Jenny! So you've had this, now you grew up, I love this, that you actually grew up in Milton, Massachusetts, and you went to Milton Academy.
I did.
Which is a very, very famous prep school there in Milton. Did growing up as a prep, as they used to say, did that affect your comedy in any way?
Ooh, I don't think so. I think the main thing that affected my comedy was that my dad slept in a nightgown for most of my childhood, and it was just very funny every single night, and made me realize that laughter is fun and nightgowns are cool.
You mean like one of those like Ebenezer Scrooge deals with a down-to-the-floor nightgown?
It went down to his ankles, and it was actually a long salmon-colored nightshirt that said the word Wang on it.
No.
Did you?
Yeah, that is my truth. Well, he worked for a computer. He wasn't just like a strange, you know, slang word that he had on his nightgown. He worked for a computer company that also was called Wang. And
yeah.
I guess somebody was like, hey, Ron, here's a nightgown. I'm not exactly sure.
We have to ask you about Marcel the Shell, because it's interesting, like all the things you've done, including starring in a film, The Obvious Child. It's Marcel the Shell. Tell us about him.
Sure. Well, he's a character that I created with my husband, Dean Fleischer Camp, and he's a shell. He has a shell body and one eye and two shoes, and he's just sort of an individual. We did it for fun and made it for a little art show in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, and our friends liked it and asked us to put it online so that they could see it again, and we put it on the internet, and people really, they liked it, and he has a little voice like this. Like, I don't know if you can hear it, but he talks like this.
And how did it happen? Were you just sitting around your apartment with your husband, and you picked up a little seashell, and you started talking like that?
Well, no, I was at a wedding, and at the time, it was like me and a bunch of my other friends, and we were trying to save some money. So there were like seven of us in one motel room in Pomfret, Connecticut, and it was like me and my husband and my best friend Gabe and my friend Mike and his husband Gray and like some other guy was in there too with us, and my friend Matt, that's who it was. And I just felt so squished, and like all these boys were all in the bathroom longer than I ever was, and I didn't have any space, and I think something in me kind of snapped, and I was just like, I'm never getting into the bathroom! You know, and I just started talking this little voice. Or that's how I remember it. And then my best friend Gabe said, well, yeah, that's also kind of true, but never forget that the night before you drank a million beers, hijacked a karaoke machine, and then jumped up on top of an 18-wheeler. So you broke your brain, and then you made art, is what happened.
I was going to ask about, because you've done so many things in comedy. You were a stand-up for a while. Is it true that you had trouble with stage fright?
Yes. I got terrible stage fright when I moved from New York to Los Angeles. Also, that's when I developed like a lot of other weird fears, like a fear of coyotes, which is a bummer. Yeah. That continues.
You're afraid of coyotes?
Oh, big time.
How does the fear of coyotes manifest itself, Jenny?
You know, those dogs, I just feel like they're coming for me. I really do. They're laughing. You know, they lope around, they trot around, and they're sort of like scraggly and mangy, and they're known for being tricky, and they're laughing, and I just feel like I'm going to have a Little Red Riding situation happen to me, you know.
You know that coyotes are not hyenas. Traditionally, it's the hyenas that laugh, not the coyotes.
That's true. Hyenas laugh, but they laugh really hard. And, you know, they do like the hyena laugh, but coyotes look like they're just kind of like laughing at you with their friends.
So you're thinking it's like the laughing coyote.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the coyotes are judging you.
Yeah, you know, it's just the idea of like an organized group about to play a prank on me, and then the prank is that they eat me.
Okay, Jenny Slate, we've invited you here to play a game we're calling
You're Jenny from the Block.
As hard as you try, as far as you go, you will only be the second most famous Jenny in the world after Jennifer Lopez, the dancer, singer, actor, impresario from the Bronx. So we're going to ask you three questions about J-Lo. Get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl Castle's voice in their voicemail. Bill,
okay.
Who is Jenny Slate playing for?
Diane Robinson of Mainz, Germany.
Mainz, Germany?
I think.
All right. You ready to play, Jenny?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Here's your first question. The obsession with Jennifer Lopez's rear end began around 1998, with some crediting a story in the London Times about what it called a, quote, her backside, her butt, her rear, her rump, her posterior, her gorgeously proud buttocks, unquote. B, quote, the caboose that won't vamoose. Or C, quote, her rather well-defined gluteal muscles, unquote.
I will go with B.
No, I'm afraid it was A, her backside, her butt, her rear, her rump, her posterior, gorgeously proud buttocks.
Oh.
All right, you still have two more chances.
Okay.
J-Lo is famous for her romantic relationships, including her engagement to Ben Affleck and her marriage to singer Mark Anthony. But her first marriage was to whom? A, famed French intellectual Bernard-Henri Lévy. B, a nice guy from the neighborhood who supported her through the tough times before she started to make it. Or C, a waiter at Gloria Estefan's restaurant in Miami.
Oh, this is tough stuff. Okay, let's go with C.
You're going to go with C, a waiter at Gloria Estefan's restaurant in Miami, and you are right. Yes. Jay Lopez said of her first husband, quote, sex was like bathing in champagne. We did whatever two humans could possibly do, unquote.
What?
That's what she said. The marriage lasted less than 2 years. I guess they ran out of champagne.
I mean, yeah, that's the worst liquid to take a bath in, or I guess a shower. Also, it doesn't seem like a very, you know, like there are a lot of options for what that experience would be. It seems like mostly you would just get, like, really sticky and then have to take a normal shower by yourself.
This is metaphor.
I don't think you're seeing the romance here.
Right.
All right, well, you have one more question. We move forward, so she divorced the waiter, and she moved forward. She got engaged, famously, to Ben Affleck. They became Bennifer, right? That's
right.
What they were called. And they never got married, but they did reportedly draft a prenup that among its provisions stated what? A, they were contractually obligated to have sex 4 times a week. B, for the duration of their marriage, he would go by Baaf. Or C, they could be instantly divorced just by saying the word Gili 3 times. Gili, Gili, Gili.
What was the middle one?
For the duration of their marriage, he would have to go by, I guess, BF.
J-Lo.
You're going to go with A. You are right.
Yeah.
The London Times reported that their prenup stated They would have to have sex 4 times a week.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, wow-y, my gosh.
Woo, woo. That is some romance. If, I can't believe it didn't last. That is a very, very romantic contract.
Jenny, have you ever met J-Lo? Is this,
you know what? I have.
You have?
And, yeah, I did. I met her when I was at Saturday Night Live. And she was very, very lovely. She was really nice. And, you know, like, I thought she was going to be very fancy and that it would be hard to talk to her, but she was very, very nice.
Did she smell faintly of champagne?
Yeah, she was taking a shower with, like, a lot of bottles of champagne.
Oh, I
understand. And she actually did smell really good.
Bill, yeah. How did Jenny Slate do in our quiz?
I'll tell you who won, and that was Jenny. 2 out of 3.
Well done, Jenny. Congratulations.
Oh, good.
Jenny Slate stars in the comedy Obvious Child. She's written a new book with her husband, Dean Fleischer Kemp, called Marcel the Shell, the most surprised I've ever been. Jenny Slate, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
What fun to have you. Talk to you soon, Jenny. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.
In just a minute, Bill asks E.T. to pull his finger in the Listener Limerick Challenge.